Thought your breakup with your partner this weekend was a big deal? Hewlett-Packard's plan to split into two equal companies will be the largest corporate breakup Silicon Valley has ever seen. Alana Victor has more.
After 75 years as a unified company, legendary tech empire Hewlett-Packard announced in a news release its plan to split into two companies, one focused on infrastructure and software, and the other on personal systems and printing. Tech analyst Robert Enderle says this shift will be an important move for HP to expand their partnerships.
The two parties are now able to partner with the firms that they otherwise couldn't do anything with, and it's partnering that's providing the leverage in the market.
The companies will be Hewlett-Packard Enterprise and HP Inc. Meg Whitman will continue as CEO and president for HP Enterprise, and also as chairman of HP Inc. Don Weisler, former executive vice president of printing and personal systems, will serve as CEO and president of HP Inc. HP Enterprise will focus on computer servers, data storage gear, software, consulting operations, and other services for corporate technology. HP Inc. will deal with the company's printer and personal computer businesses. Enderle talks about how this split will help partnerships and avoid crossover.
But it allows them to go out and seek partnerships with Samsung and Apple where they couldn't before, because you know they had products that those guys also made, and it made the partnerships very difficult.
With their increase in potential partnerships, Enderle predicts an improvement on the investment side.
The two parts are clearly worth more separate than they were together.
Each of the companies will be about the same size, with more than $50 billion in annual revenue, according to the Wall Street Journal. Since the rumored split, the company stock is up 6%, according to USA Today. This is neither the first time the company has announced a possible division, nor the only company who is opting to create separate entities to increase their focus. Enderle sees the market shifting from an acquisition phase to a divestiture phase.
So we're going to see some divestitures for a while because acquisitions are too expensive at the moment.
With this possible separation, the future of technology may be seeing increased partnerships between companies that haven't done so before. Alana Victor, Annenberg Radio News.